better health, better life. Are you sure?
Hi, I'm Jason Phillips from Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboyne. We are ready to help you with your winter maintenance projects. Now is the time to ask about our expanded disc brake selection, wet kits, custom hydraulic hoses, and new tires to order. The cold weather is here. Stop by to stock up on power service and diesel 911. Countryside's wash bay is open, so call for a truck or trailer wash before you put it away for the winter. Our department is open 5 days and late Tuesdays through Friday nights. Order parts by midnight on Friday for new Saturday drop box pickup. Countryside is here for your Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboyne.
What do you look for in a bank? Security and safety, customer service, technology, or just a free checking account with no minimum balances? Look no farther than Bayport State Bank. We're a local community bank offering you superior customer service and the security and safety you've come to expect. And Bayport State Bank still offers free checking and savings accounts that have no fees or minimum balance requirements. And if you can't make it to the bank, our 24-hour online banking is available and convenient. And check out our new mobile banking app with your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. The management of Bayport State Bank also believes in giving back to our communities and investing our time and money. Over the last 10 years, we have donated almost $2 million to local organizations, nonprofits, and groups right here in the Thumb area. Additionally, our employees volunteer countless hours of their own time to schools, organizations, and communities. For over 123 years, Bayport State Bank has been making a difference in our communities. We're asking you to join our local team effort and support the Thumb area communities. Stop in any office of Bayport, Pidgeon, and BedEx and open up a checking or savings account today. Bayport State Bank, member FDIC.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pidgeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The deals are smoking hot here at Moore Motors in Caro. Denny King, the king of cars here, and I've got employee pricing for everyone on all remaining 2018 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram products. Employee price for everyone. This includes five remaining 2018 Jeep Wranglers, the Motor Trend SUV of the year. And we have everything from a two-door sport to three four-door unlimited sports, a Sahara, and a Rubicon. So hurry on in or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Excludes heavy-duty and eco-diesel Rams.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pidgeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin in beautiful downtown Pidgeon.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Auto Show Bonus Cash has arrived at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. $1,000 in Auto Show Bonus Cash on select vehicles. 0% 72-month financing available. GM card holders, look in the mail for additional GM card enhancements. Save over $14,500 on a 2018 Chevy Silverado 4-wheel drive Crew Cab All-Star Edition with 5.3-liter V8 engine. Heated seats, Bose audio system, rear vision camera, spray-in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, and a trailering pack. Package for only $38,232. Lease a 2019 Chevy Traverse LT with heated seats, power liftgate, remote start, lane change cross traffic alert, and rear vision camera. Only $278 a month. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive with remote start, heated seats, and power liftgate. Lease it for only $210 a month. Lease price is based on lease loyalty with $2,000 down on a 24-month, 12,000-mile per year lease. So, find new roads with a new Chevrolet from the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
You're listening to the WNW Sports Network at the half as the Bad Axe Hatchets lead the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 27-7. Big shout out to the Bad Axe Pep Band playing a little Neil Diamond song right now for us. But the Bad Axe Hatchets are led by Colby Meeks with 8 points. Close behind, Aaron Soles at 7, Cody Pulaski at 5, James Kirvin at 3, and Spencer Britt and Jensen Emmerich each with 2 points. At the end of the first quarter, it was Bad Axe leading by 6 points, 13-7. But then in the second quarter, Bad Axe outscored Lakers 14-0. Lakers did not score in the second quarter. They are led by a trio of players, Anthony Sheridan, Andrew Siegfried, and Carson Binder, each with 2, and Garrett Bowles with a mere point. Turnovers, Lakers with 13, Bad Axe at 9. Rebounds, though, go in favor of the Lakers with 19, Bad Axe with 13, and that's all coming in that first quarter. As Lakers had 12 offensive rebounds in that first quarter, none in the second quarter, 7 off the defensive side. Bad Axe, 7-6, equal distribution there. John Mooney shooting.
In the first quarter, Lakers had 19 shots, hit 3. Okay, but they were getting the shots, and you figure they can't shoot that poorly the whole way, right? 15%, that's unlike them. But anyways, they just seemed like the bottom dropped out. They were 0 for 7. They only took 7 shots in the second quarter. Grand total of 3 for 26, 11%. That's very uncharacteristic. On the outside, Lakers were 0 for 6. Inside, 3 for 20. That's 0% from the outside, 15% on the inside. I've got a sneaking suspicion that they're going to go ahead and shoot a heck of a lot better in the second half. For the Hatchets, grand total, 10 for 28, 35%. Inside, they were 8 for 19, 42%. 2 for 9 on the outside, 22%. That's exactly where I think the Bad Axe Hatchets were going to be. They just go ahead, just kept the pressure on, and their defense is doing a good job.
Free throws, Bad Axe 5 for 6 for 83%. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers just 1 for 2 from the charity stripe for 50%. What do you expect, John, in the second half?
It's quite possible we're not going to see a timeout this entire game. Either coach took a timeout yet.
And we've got a lot of commercials to get through.
There's many, many opportunities to go ahead and get them to collect themselves a little bit, but I don't know. As far as the second half, I expect the Lakers to come out fired up and ready to roll. I mean, you cannot shoot that poorly for a full half and expect that same thing is going to happen the second half. If I was Coach Krug, that's exactly what I'd be saying to my team. As far as Lakers are concerned, they've got to go ahead and get things going right away. If they can get this game within striking distance, let's say maybe 10 points going in the fourth quarter, that's a major victory right there.
Lakers have not scored in about 9 minutes so far. Scoreless in that second quarter, but they will start on offense at midcourt, left to right across your radio. Out there for the Lakers, we have Andrew Siegfried, Garrett Bowles, Anthony Sheridan, Mason Pasek, and Carson Binder. Garrett Bowles dribbles down right down this left side of the lane and in for 2 points. And gets the scoring going away right away. He has 3 points. 18-point difference. 27-9. A steal by Mason Pasek. Goes down the left side of the lane. This one's no good. Bowles with the rebound. This one is in for two. Bulls with four quick points, and it's now 16 points in favor of Bad Axe, 27-11. 4-0 run for Lakers in the first 30 seconds. Jensen Emmerich and the floater inside the lane, no good. Rebound, Anthony Sheridan. Pretty fired up Lakers so far. Carson Binner for three. This one's no good. Long rebound in the hands of Cody Tulaski. We're going the other way.